Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Arizona Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support. Good morning, everybody. We are good to go. Well, good morning, everyone. I already said that, but it is a good morning because we are awake and alive and breathing and have the opportunity to get it right if we're not right. We have the opportunity to put off that unbelief and to walk with the Lord. And that's awesome that he gives us another chance and another chance and another chance. Phil said something, our brother Phil said something in the last service, and he sort of was driving this home without God doesn't change. So our first song this morning is going to be about that rock.
There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. Rock of salvation that cannot be moved, proving himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. A rock of salvation that cannot be moved, proving himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. Rock of salvation that cannot be moved, proving himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. Rock of ages, Jesus is the rock. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like ours. There is no rock, there is no God like us. The Lord rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad that our God reigns. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad that our God reigns. A fire goes before him and burns up all his enemies. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord. Reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad that our God reigns. The heavens declare his righteousness, the people see his glory. For you, O Lord, are exalted over all the earth, over all the earth. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad. The earth rejoice, the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad that our God reigns.
I'll run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now there is no condemnation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I will run through a troop, leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now there is no condemnation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now there is no condemnation. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. I will run through a troop and leap over a wall. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Nothing I desire compares to you. Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly. More beautiful than diamonds, and nothing I desire compares to you. Nothing I desire compares to you. And nothing I desire. Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. Lord, you're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. You're beautiful. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes child, your grace abounds to me.
Good morning, everybody. So we've been watching the Olympics, and there are a lot of lessons in it. One of them is to fight. I heard Brad preaching this morning about fighting. And it was interesting because that's what I was going to talk about, because over the past, year and a bit, I've had pain in my ribs. And it started when Rick and I were horsing around in the pool, and he picked me up in the pool and threw me. And I think he broke a rib, but we prayed over it immediately, and it was healed. I didn't think much of it other than my ribs hurt occasionally for the last year. But a little while ago, two months ago, I was in a lot of pain, and constantly, not just occasionally. And eventually Rick said, go see a doctor. So I went. Took a while, but I did go. They took some x-rays. They saw a fractured rib that had been healed with some calcification on it, but they saw nothing that would cause any kind of concern. But they did ask me if I had COPD, which I don't, and I never have, and I never will. Jesus. By faith. So I came back from that doctor visit thinking, COPD? No, I don't want that. That's like asthma and lung issues, and I don't want that. And I didn't really know how to fight against that other than just to not receive it. And so I used the inhaler that they'd given me, and things got a little bit better. I wasn't pain-free, but I could breathe without wheezing, which was a start. About 3 weeks later, I went back to the doctor for a follow-up, and had the doctor suggested that I have x-rays taken again, which I did. And they saw nothing wrong. They called me and they said, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing. Your ribs look fine. Your lungs look fine. There's nothing on the x-rays that are cause for concern, or is cause for concern. Which, frankly, was a huge praise the Lord for me, because it gave me confirmation that there's nothing there. There's nothing wrong with me. Didn't mean the pain went away. The pain was still there. It's still there now. The pain is not the problem. The pain is a symptom. And thank God for our authorities in the Lord. Because my authority was told by their authority that this was a spiritual issue, and they had agreed with that. But when they told me that it was a spiritual issue, I was frustrated. I knew it to be true. Don't get me wrong, I knew it was true. I knew what they were saying was the truth. But I was frustrated because I didn't know how to deal with that. You know, if it's a sickness, well, take medicine. Pray over it, take medicine, and be done with it. But if it's a spiritual issue, how do you deal with that? It took me a while to wrap my head around the fact that I was actually quite angry because I didn't know how to deal with it. And I talked to my authorities about it, and Ricky said to me, you've got to believe. It's about submitting yourself to the Lord in all things. Well, that's clear as mud. Okay. So obviously I don't submit to the Lord. But I do. I want to. If I'm not, I want to. So show me how. Well, I can't pinpoint a day that things changed for me, but I can tell you that what it took was faith. There was a day this week that I had a conversation with the Lord, and I prayed a prayer that I don't know if I've ever prayed before, but I basically talked to him and I said, you know, I've never asked you for something like this because I don't believe I'm worthy of receiving it. I don't believe I deserve it. I don't, secondly, believe that you would give it to me. Ding, 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 red flag. If there isn't a red flag when I think that, there should be. I know I'm not worthy. I know I don't deserve it. But I also know my God is an amazingly awesome God. He doesn't only give to those who deserve it, because if he did, none of us would receive anything. He gives to those who believe, who have faith, who receive it by faith. So my prayer was, I'm not worthy to receive it, and I don't deserve it. But I'm going to ask humbly and believe that your will be done, if it be of you, that it be received.
One thing, make it clear you're not talking about your ribs and healing.
Yeah, I'm not talking about my ribs and healing right now. I'm talking about something else. Absolutely. I know that it's God's will for me to be delivered and of the healing thing. This is a different subject. Yes, sorry. I didn't make that clear. When I started to believe, the Lord delivered. I went to the bank. I'm back to the healing thing now. I went to the bank the other day, and the cashier lady said, "How are you doing?" And I hesitated for a second because I've been in pain for so long that I usually would say something like, "Pretty well," or "Doing okay," or "I'm fine, thanks, how are you?" You know, but I hesitated because I thought, wait a second, I haven't had any pain today. I don't remember being uncomfortable, feeling pain. I don't know quite how to take that. So I said, actually, I'm doing really well. It's the first time in a long time that I'm actually doing really well. And I came home rejoicing, thanking the Lord for the deliverance. And the next thing that came upon me was doubt. Because the next day I woke up and there was pain. And the thing that I wanted to make clear today is it's faith. You have to believe. No, if you ask for something of the Lord, you have to believe. And you have to be humble and come to Him. That's scripture. 1 Peter 5. I'm going to read a little more than necessary, but 1 Peter 5, 5 to 7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You know, if God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, then you want to be humble all the time, to receive that grace all the time, continually. Because if you're in pride, he resists you. There's no grace for you when he's resisting you. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You have to believe he cares for you. I don't know about other people, but that was a hard one for me. Which is kind of funny, because when I look back to the church that I was raised up in, and I look back to how I think of myself in the past, I was very prideful. My natural man is prideful. Which would make you think that you'd think, well, of course he cares for me. But it's the opposite. I didn't believe he did care for me. For others who were worthy, yes. But not for me. The only thing that makes you, well, there's nothing that makes you worthy, but the only thing that in any way gets through to the Lord is humility and faith. Believing in him, his power, his love, the sacrifice he made on the cross for you. And that fight that you have to fight, it's probably slightly different for everybody, but the truth is it boils down to believe God, believe his word. When doubt comes across your mind, fight it with the word, with the truth. You know, when that doubt came across me, when, oh, I felt pain again this morning, what's that about? No, no, I am delivered. I know I am delivered. The pain is a symptom for me to keep my eyes on you, Lord, and I am going forward believing for that healing. I refuse to accept anything less than that. Because I don't want to walk the way I used to walk. In doubt and unbelief constantly. I want to believe, and that was my prayer to the Lord this week. You know, I haven't asked you for things because I've been afraid you wouldn't give it. Because I was afraid I didn't deserve it, therefore you wouldn't give it. I don't want to do that anymore. I mean, why would he give me anything if I don't even believe he's... Why would I ask if I don't believe he's going to give it to me? That's like the dumbest thing on earth. Maybe not the dumbest, but it's pretty stupid. Ricky, can I have some ice cream? It's sitting on the table. If I don't believe he's going to give it to me, why would I ask him? If you don't believe, turn your mindset around to believe. He is an awesome God. You don't deserve it. But he is an awesome God. And if you humble yourself, resist the devil. But humble yourself before the Lord. Tell him where you fall short. Tell him how you just can't seem to get it right, or you just can't seem to believe. In spite of what you want to do, you just can't seem to do it. Tell him. His word says he has made the way. He's given us the will and to do. Start believing those things. Fight. Fight for the faith. Fight to believe. Battle against the unbelief. Whether it's by prayer, by singing praises to the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, Naomi asked me if we could sing praise songs, and I thought, oh yeah, that's really what I want to do right now. I don't know, I'd had a bad morning or something. I wasn't feeling good, whatever. I didn't want to do it. I said, you do it. She started, and within seconds I could not but help myself but sing unto the Lord for His goodness. That's all I have.
Let me just throw out a couple things, and correct me if I'm wrong, Sue, but I'm going to try and translate a little Suez for everyone out there. The pain that you've been having, now knowing that there's nothing physically wrong with you, it's not from the Lord in any capacity to help you have your eyes on Jesus. It just, when it hurts, you go, wait a minute.
And I turn my eyes back to Him.
And you do a check.
Yes.
You do you take inventory stock of what's going on with you.
Amen.
So I don't want to give any impression that you're implying that it's of the Lord or from the Lord or it's not at all. It is a fight that you are engaged in to be delivered completely of that. So I wanted to just make that clear.
Yes, I apologize.
The other thing, and I've heard it a couple times already this morning, Brad down in South Carolina is talking about, you know, fight to believe. And you mentioned fight to believe too. And let me give you another way to look at that. Because Christians get into this mindset of fighting to believe. And truthfully, that's not where your battle is. Okay? I was in South Carolina after, I don't know, I visited. I was in Vermont living in there. I went down to visit my father, Brother Davey, and I was whining and complaining one morning at the kitchen table before leaving. And I was talking about, you know, some nonsense about, well, I was whining and complaining. I don't know how else to put it. Basically, it was me asking for God to do it and me not have to put any work in. And a part of that was, you know, I need to, you know, believe more. And He says, let me stop you right there. If you didn't believe, you wouldn't be here. The battle isn't to believe. So you believe or you don't believe. Okay. It's you believe or you don't believe. The problem is how much unbelief it yet remains.
Amen.
You see, if you've prayed, Lord, be my Lord, be my Savior, if you have prayed that prayer and you have started that walk, there is a spark of belief that exists. Unfortunately, it's covered up with a mountain of unbelief and doubt. The battle is not to believe. The battle is against the unbelief. You see, if you focus, if people and Christians so-called or whoever would focus energy into the battle against unbelief and rest in the fact that you do believe, remember, you're not saved by your faith, you're saved by His faith.
Amen.
Right? So it's not about you believing more. See, if you get into the mindset of that I need to believe more as if that has some sort of impact, then it's back to works again. Do you see?
Amen.
It takes you right back to works again. And it's that vicious cycle that just puts you right back into that place where you've made no progress. It's not about how much you believe, like you have to hit some magic mark. It's not like these, you know, there's a sign in Havasu, I don't know if it's still there, but I drive by it occasionally at this roundabout in town, and it's about how much, you know, people have donated to reach some sort of goal, right? And it's pretty anemic. I mean, they're trying to raise who knows what, and it's like a little thermometer, and it's barely out of the, you know, the round part at the bottom. So it's, you know, it's pretty slow going. You know, that's not how belief in God works. It's not like once you believe enough and you hit the dinger, it's not like you smack the thing and it zings up and hits the bell and woohoo, you've done it. Because then it would be about what? you doing it. No, 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 no. See, it's about you believe God. And then you war against the unbelief that comes against you. The unbelief that comes against your flesh. The truth is, there's nothing wrong with you. Amen. All right? So something comes against your flesh and you want to go, oh, it's back. No, there's nothing wrong with me. By his stripes, we were healed. You see, that is faith. That is fighting against the unbelief. That is coming against the enemy that who dare would come against the armies of the living God. Amen. That's the different mindset. And the devil has very creatively hoodwinked and bamboozled Christians into thinking they need to believe more, which puts them right back into works righteousness. You can't believe more. You can believe or you cannot believe. What you can do is labor against the unbelief. And as Brother Phil brought up, if you go over to 1 John, he says, what? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is unbelief. We talked a little bit today, as Sue talked about it, other people talked about it, about being humble. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. That scripture that we talked about, Sue, with regards to this whole pain issue was about humble yourself, therefore, to God, submit the devil, and resist the devil. Humble yourself, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Excuse me, that was a bad one. Submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Right? I was going to say I was checking on you, but that would be a complete fabrication and untruth. No, humble yourself, submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Amen. See, there's a process there. There's a procedure there. And that's going to look different for everybody. But it's still the same process. You're not going to have any victory resisting the devil if you haven't submitted yourself to God. And you're never going to submit yourself to God if you haven't humbled yourself. So it starts with that humbling yourself. Then you learn to submit. And then when you stand and fight against that unbelief, you will have the victory. Because the victory will be in Christ. There's nothing, nothing. What can stand before God? Nothing. And it doesn't have to just be some acute, pain thing. It can be anything. It could be, frustration on what to do about work. Or it could be anything. You can go to the Lord. Get what you need and stand in it. Amen. And I will guarantee you that when you do that, and then there is this clarity, I don't know how many times, maybe you guys have experienced it, maybe you haven't, but you have this thing and boom, there is clarity. It's like crystal clear. And then all of a sudden, like 15 minutes later, you can't find it because all the what ifs have started to roll in. The clarity is right there. Boom. This is how we're going to move. This is the direction we're going to go. That is it. I can see it. Yes. Praise God. Well, but what if this and what if that and what if the other? And all of that stuff. And it's all stuff that on paper looks like it should really disrupt you. I mean, on paper, it really should be. You should really. No, all of that is the unbelief. that the world just piles on you. The enemy piles on you. Your very nature, your carnal man, piles on you. And that is the stuff you say, no. No. I refuse to accept any of that. I refuse to live in the great what if. You know, when God gave Moses his name, he said, tell him the I am sent you. He didn't tell him the what if sent you. He said, the I am. That's a certainty. I am. Right? I hope that's helpful. I hope that's useful. You guys don't have to struggle to believe. Look, man, if you're here and have been here for any length of time, there's part of you that believes. Because you wouldn't be here if you didn't. You just wouldn't. There's too many other so-called, you know, ministries out there that would just live their entire existence to make you feel good about yourself and not give you a stitch of challenge and not point out your lack of faith and not point out your pride and not point out those things that, frankly, if you live in them, your road is to hell. Then there's just thousands of opportunities for you to go and have somebody stroke you and make you feel good. But if you're here and you heard the truth and you know it's right, I bet you've got your feelings hurt once or twice or a thousand times. But if you know the truth is the truth, and you're still here, believing isn't your problem. That's not the fight. You got to stop giving place to the unbelief. Brother Davey has delivered some real doozies in the past. And I say that not in a bad way, in a really good way. The golden nuggets of wisdom that are so simple you want to smack your head because you should have thought of it yourself. And one of those is doubt your doubts. See, God's word is true. God's word is sure. God's righteousness is beyond repute. His love is unmeasurable. The Bible says, and forgive me if I butcher it, but in Romans it says that if our Heavenly Father has given us His only Son, why would He not give us all things? What's He going to hold back from us if He'd already give us His only Son? See, these are all absolutes. These are all like in granite, man. They're not changing. And if those be in granite and they're not changing and those things are set and sure and immovable, then anything that comes into your mind to tell you otherwise is a lie. It's a lie. And its sole purpose is just to breed and seed unbelief into your heart. And you can't give that any space. Because it will grow. And it will, unfortunately, probably bear fruit. And it will, if not checked and removed and eradicated, it can overtake you. So don't give that unbelief. Don't give the resentment. Don't give the judgment. See, all of those things are part of that the enemy tries to come and inject into your heart. It'll kill you. It'll kill you. So don't let it. Amen? Don't give it space. Don't allow it a house to live in. Tell it to get out. And walk in faith. Gosh, I was looking the scripture up about, you know, I walk by faith, not by sight. God has been incredibly good to me. Not because of me, but in spite of me. There is no reason on paper for the Lord to have blessed me the way he has. But he has. And I don't say that in a prideful, arrogant way. It's just the truth. God has blessed me and it makes no sense. But he has. And it's all him. It's all him. And I can tell you that if you're looking at things on paper that they just don't add up, that's expressly where God can work his miracle. That's exactly where. That's just primed for him to do something amazing. If you just reject the unbelief. See, what Sue's big epiphany was coming to the realization that it was just unbelief. And she didn't have to accept it. Didn't have to accept it. Then God can move. Get out of his way. All right, I know I've rambled a little bit, so we'll wrap this up. You guys stay tuned for the Texas service coming up here in a couple hours. I hope that all of this is in 1 hour, an hour and a few minutes. Thank you. I hope this has been somewhat useful to folks. I know I have to go back and remember it and engage in the fight. Victory. You can have it.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When he rolls up his sleeve, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps, lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord was a joke, and when he kicked him out of Eden, it wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. The sky was starless in the void of the night. Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness, created the light. God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns in heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns in heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns in heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.